In Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hello, Daniel Wolf here, host of CFRC's Dark Glasses. I am taking some summer holidays till September, so we'll be airing some reruns of old shows for the next 4 weeks. A new show will be back on September 1st, Labor Day. Meantime, have a wonderful month, and I hope you enjoy listening to these repeats of earlier programs. Please be aware that some times and dates may no longer be relevant. Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and it is the August bank holiday today, and it's been a very, very hot weekend. Man, I cannot remember a summer quite as hot and humid as this one, certainly for the last month. But in the next few weeks, it is going to start cooling off as we head into September. The leaves are already on a couple of trees around our place starting to turn a little bit. And the new school term will be upon us. So I'm going to take my usual August break for a few weeks after today's show. But don't worry, we'll have some repeats of past episodes on. And I'll be back for Labor Day with more new music. But today is a new show, so let's get right to it, and we will begin with Amber Weeks. Amber grew up in L.A., and her parents were very musically interested, and so were her grandparents, who happened to be in the service industry and apparently got to serve people of the likes of Lena Horne at the restaurant they worked at. So interesting way to come by about your musical origins. But Amber and her family didn't have enough money for music lessons, so she used her church's choir to train. And she doesn't have a Wikipedia page, but she has a pretty good homepage of her own. And she's released several albums, and just one, just a couple of months ago, the latest one came out, and it's devoted to another American jazz great of the past, and that is Nancy Wilson. So Amber Weeks' album is called A Lady with a Song. Amber Weeks celebrates Nancy Wilson. From it, let's hear her together with her producer and sometime collaborator, the violinist Mark Cargill, and Supper Time.
Supper time. I should set the table. It's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Keep from telling that man of mine ain't coming home no more. I keep explaining. When they ask me where he's gone, how'll I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful to thank the Lord? Oh Lord, supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause coming home no more. Baby, I'm going to the store and I'll be back in a minute. He didn't pack his things and go off with someone else. He'd never do that. You see, a mob came and got him. They took him away. They dragged him through the street. And in front of an angry mob, they hung him from a tree. So now, my children and I are alone. And I just don't know what we're gonna do. Supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause the man ain't coming home no more, no more. He ain't coming home no.
Brand new music from Amber Weeks out of California, accompanied by Mark Cargill, and the track was called Supper Time. We will move from California back to Canada for our next act, which is Laura Fernandez. Now, Laura Fernandez is really quite a remarkably multi-talented and very busy artist. For one thing, she hosts a long-running show on Jazz FM out of Toronto, and the show features primarily Latin jazz and interviews a lot of Latin jazz artists as well as playing their music. But Laura is also also a musician in her own right, a singer, and she has a sideline, I guess you could call it a day job, as a realtor. So she, if you look at her website, you'll find it has links to both her musical and real estate career. So that's a really interesting biographical detail. So I haven't had Laura Fernandez on the program before, so it's high time. So from an album called The Other Side, here she is with Here For You.
Your face, and there's something taking its place, and I can't put my finger on it, but I see the change. I look in your eyes, and I see there's a distance growing instead of the open look that I'm used to knowing. See your shoes on the floor, and I wonder to myself how they got to that size, 'cause it appears to me that it happened all overnight. And I know that the light I see burns slow and bright. And I see it all coming, so I put the child to rest in my own mind. I walk in the door and I see your shoes on the floor, and I wonder to myself how they got to that size, 'cause it appears to me that it happened all overnight. And I know it burns in me. I see your there's something taking its place, and I can't put my finger on it, but I see the change.
Toronto pianist, singer, and show host of Cafe Latino on Toronto's Jazz FM 91, Laura Fernandez, who was born in Spain, by the way, so I guess I should really pronounce it Laura. And we will move on to brand new music. In fact, the album hasn't even been released yet, but there is a single available from the veteran American pianist Bill Charlap. Bill Charlap's been on the program several times, both individually and in collaboration with his spouse, the Canadian pianist Renee Rosnes. But the Charlap Trio, which features a pair of guys called Washington, who are not, it seems, actually related, and that's Kenny Washington, the drummer, and Peter Washington, the bassist. Kenny Washington does have a brother who's a bassist, but his name is Reggie Washington, so that's could be a little confusing. But anyway, the Charlap Trio has a brand new album coming out just next week. It is called Street of Dreams, and we're going to feature the one single that's been made available early, which is called And Then Again, and it's a live performance at the Village Vanguard, and this will be actually the third album that Bill Charlap has done at the Vanguard. So, And Then Again. That was And Then Again from the new album from the Bill Charlap Trio, which is coming out later this week. The album is called Street of Dreams. And let's have some Charles Mingus. And I'm going to do two things associated with Charles Mingus. The first is not Mingus himself, though he was involved in the recording, but Joni Mitchell with one of her own compositions on an album that should really get more love than it does, which was simply called Mingus, and which came out in 1979. And Mingus was actually in the studio with Joni while she recorded this tribute to him, but he was already in the final stages of ALS, which took his life a few months later. So we will hear from Charlie Mingus himself after we take our regular halftime break. But first, let's hear Joni Mitchell with her song, The Wolf That Lives in Lindsay, from the album Mingus. After that, we'll take our break, and I'll be back with more music here on Dark Glasses on CFRC.
In men's minds, what can you say that wasn't marked by history or the TV news today? He gets away with murder. The blizzards come and go. Of the heavy, heavy snow, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. His grandpa loved an empire. His sister loved a thief. And Lindsay loved the ways of darkness beyond belief. Girls in chilly blouses. The blizzards come and it comes and goes. The cops don't seem to care for derelicts or sight. If you're smart or rich or lucky, maybe you'll beat the laws of man. But the inner laws of spirit and the outer laws of nature, thank you.
There lives a wolf in Lindsay that raids and runs through the hills of Hollywood and the downtown slums. He gets away with murder. Lizards come and go.
The number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Have you ever found a wild animal in distress and haven't known what to do? Cindy Pines Wildlife Center has launched an online course to equip you with the skills needed to identify a wild animal in distress and to safely transport the animal to the center for treatment. The course, called Wildlife Aware Workplace Training, focuses on workplace encounters with wildlife, but is open to any member in the public who wants to support wildlife in our community. Register today and help wild animals receive the time-sensitive medical care they need for successful rehabilitation and release. Visit our Facebook page at Sandy Pines Wildlife Center for more details.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Today is August the 5th, bank holiday weekend, August. And we were listening just before the break to Joni Mitchell. Her track was called The Wolf That Lives in Lindsay, and that is from her tribute to Charles Mingus called Mingus. We will hear now from the great bassist himself, Charlie Mingus, one of his most famous songs, and it is called the Haitian Fight Song, and I take it from a double album called 13 Pictures, the Charles Mingus Anthology. So here is Charles Mingus and the Haitian Fight Song. Charles Mingus and Haitian Fight Song. Well, as you know, if you are somebody who follows 70s and 80s music, one of the best-known American vocalists from that era, Eric Carmen, died in March at the age of 74. Eric Carmen, of course, had a career with a group called the Raspberries before breaking off into a solo career. Probably the best-known Eric Carmen song is a sad ballad called All By Myself. And I'm not going to play it, but it has been covered by many pop artists and one or two jazz artists, and there's a lovely version by the late great African-American singer Carmen McRae. So let's hear Carmen McRae from an album called At Ratso's Volume 1, and that's a live performance, doing her version of Eric Carmen's All By Myself.
All by don't want to be all by myself anymore. All by myself, don't want to live all by myself anymore. When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I have known, but when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. All by myself, don't want to be so distant and obscure, remains the cure.
Remains the cure.
All by myself, all anyone, and making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do a song with lyrics that I think will appeal to the masses, because it merely states that no matter how involved we are with our loved ones, comes a time when you have to get away by yourself for a hot second. I see you agree. Thank you very much. Because that is absolutely the truth, and it has nothing to do with love or anything. It has to do with getting a better perspective on yourself and your surroundings, merely. And this is a great song called A Letter for Anna Lee.
Yeah, that was Carmen McRae's version of the late Eric Carmen's All By Myself. Now, if you Google the title of that song, you will very quickly discover that although the Carmen song shows up on the Google search pretty fast, there is also another song which has no relation to it whatsoever. And that one, instead of being written in the 1970s, was written in 1921 by Irving Berlin, one of the authors of the Great American Songbook. And it's been done probably more times than Eric Carmen's All By Myself. It's been done throughout the last 103 years since it was written by many, many artists. And the most recent version I could find is, interestingly, that by the singer Martha Wainwright, who, of course, is the daughter of the late Kate McGarrigle, and her husband, who is Martha Wainwright's father, Loudon Wainwright. Martha is also the sister of Rufus Wainwright. Now, where did I get this track? I got it from, of all places, a television series, and I've played lots of soundtracks from television series that I've seen over the years, principally ones that have jazz themes, but also otherwise in the pop, folk, and other genres. But this is a show that I have not actually seen, and I've heard great things about it, but it just doesn't exist on any of the streaming services that we subscribe to, so I have not seen it, but it is called Boardwalk Empire, and it ran from 2010 to 2015 or thereabouts, starring Steve Buscemi. So I did give the soundtrack a listen and found that there was indeed a version of All By Myself by Martha Wainwright, and it's a jolly little take on it. Martha does a very good impression of a 20s era singer. So let's give it a listen. Martha Wainwright and All By Myself.
All by myself.
That was Canadian singer Martha Wainwright doing her version of Irving Berlin's track All By Myself, and that is from the soundtrack Boardwalk Empire Volume 1. You know, I was so interested in that soundtrack that I downloaded more songs, and I think I will put others of them on the show in the future. But that'll do it for today's show, and in fact, that'll do it for the month of August, because it's break time for me. I've got a lot of to-do projects around the house, and so I'll be taking a break for the next 3 episodes, and we will give you some repeats so that your Monday at 2 p.m. is not entirely desolate. And fear not, I shall be back with more Dark Glasses and with new programs for Labor Day once we are into September. So in the meantime, it's still pretty hot out there. Have a terrific month of August. Keep cool and stay safe.
We can't believe it. You've got a man with a guy and she don't know.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7.